Students at Bowdoin College have ended a three-day sit-in to urge the school to divest from fossil fuels. President Barry Mills met with students yesterday afternoon, and while the two groups failed to reach an agreement, students say that for now they'll focus their efforts on garnering support from students and faculty. The debate over whether colleges should divest from fossil fuels is gaining attention on campuses across the country. But what do schools really stand to gain or lose? Patty White tells us more.
What schools stand to lose from divesting, some say, is potentially a lot of money. That was the driving reason behind Middlebury College's decision not to divest in 2013, says spokesman Bill Berger.
We have very real concerns about the impact a restricted investment strategy may have on the returns and the growth of our endowment, which, of course, is essential to the future of Middlebury.
Another issue is that fossil fuel investments often co-mingle with other investments. In 2013, investment advisor Cambridge Associates estimated the financial impact of divesting for Pomona College in California, a school with about 1,500 students and a $2.1 billion endowment. It concluded that Pomona would take a $419 million hit on its endowment market value if it divested from commingled fossil fuel funds. And that would amount to nearly $7 million less in endowment spending per year. According to Bowdoin officials, college president Peter Mills, a former corporate lawyer in New York City, believes Pomona's situation mirrors what would happen at Bowdoin. But not everyone agrees that divesting is a bad investment decision.
We're divesting for the moral imperative, but not at the expense of smart investment planning.
Malik Peter Corey is executive vice president at Unity College, the first in the nation to divest from fossil fuel in 2012. Corey says since divesting, Unity has met all of its investment goals, adding more than $2 million to the $13 million endowment it started with. And the fact that some fossil fuel funds commingle with others, Corey says, is not a strong enough reason to reject divesting.
Make the commitment to divest, and every time one of those items is freed up, it can then be reinvested. You can have a 3-year timeline. You can have a 5-year timeline. You can have a 7-year timeline. If you're really that worried, you could have a 10-year timeline.
The CEO of Pax World Mutual Funds, Joe Keefe, says there's a growing body of data to show that so-called environment, society, and governance, or ESG funds, don't perform any differently than traditional funds.
And in fact, there is research suggesting that ESG funds carry less risk and may even deliver better performance over the long term.
Keefe says divesting is an important consideration for companies and institutions.
But divesting from fossil fuels isn't the only way you can account for climate change in your portfolio.
Assistant business professor at the University of New Hampshire, Fiona Wilson, says it's just as important to consider what to invest in. She says a couple years ago, a group of students at UNH employed that strategy successfully. They researched and presented the school with data that showed sustainable funds can perform well. As a result, Wilson says,
the university made a commitment to create what's called a sustainability sleeve. So now, anytime a donor gives money to the University of New Hampshire, that donor can indicate that their funds should be invested in sustainably managed funds.
In the case of Middlebury College, when school leaders decided not to divest, says Bill Berger, they also made a commitment to expand their investment in sustainable funds.
And we now have approximately $25 million invested in those companies, and we plan to increase that to $50 million over time.
That's up from about a $4 million investment a few years ago. Berger says Middlebury is also aligning campus operations with sustainable practices, including the purchase of solar power. He says large institutions can make a difference in a number of ways. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.